The Glitch. The Glitches Series, Book 1, by Ramona Finn. Chapter 1. It's my fault. The thought comes unbidden, and with it a flood of other things, like how the ground is hard and cracked beneath my side. Reptile skin? That's scaly, sometimes brown, sometimes green, or sometimes changing in color. Chameleon skin, which I've never seen. Or have I? Some reptiles have legs and arms, like me. Two of each, and they ache. I'm curled in on myself, stiff, cold, shivering. Wetting my lips with a dry tongue leaves me thirsty. The shivering isn't just from cold. I don't remember where I am, or who I am. Fear coats me, covers me from head to foot, and leaves me curling in on myself even tighter, pulling my knees to my chest with my arms wrapped around them. It's my fault. Why would I think that? What does that even mean? Why am I here? With a breath, I sit up a little and stare down at myself. I'm burned. Sunburned. Light gray cloth covers my chest, my hips, and some of my legs. But everywhere else is screaming red. My skin throbs with heat. Above me, light beats down. A bright glow. Brighter than anything I have ever known. But how do I know that, too? Pieces are missing, but one sticks. Sunburned means burned by the sun. But what's a sun? Is that the light glaring at me as if it never wanted me to be out? With a gargled sound, dried and cracked, I stretch my burned, tight, aching limbs. They're long, long legs and arms, I know that, and the relief from stretching is muted by the tightness and burning skin. Where? The word is only a whisper. The soft, gentle tone surprises me. It's my fault. But maybe not. Wincing against the too bright light, my hand can shield my eyes, but fingers distract me. I wiggle them, long, elegant. Is that the right word? I'm smallish, smallish and soft and strangely smooth. The sense of something wrong sweeps in like wind cutting through me, scattering the fragments. What is wrong with me? Something terrible? A screech tears through the air, both startling and familiar. The pain in that cry instantly settles in my gut. I'm screaming. I'm screaming and calling for her to save me, but she can't reach me. I'm disconnected. Everything I've known is gone. I've lost it. It's all my fault. The sound echoes, but not in my head. It, at least, is real. The memory, a fragment of me, retreats. But there is still a me locked inside. And someone else is screaming. Scrambling to my feet sets my head spinning. I stagger on shaky legs, my stomach gives a heave, and I almost fall to the cracked ground. I want to laugh. I'm as cracked as the ground. I stagger, and then walk, then I run. I don't know where I'm going, except toward that scream, toward that other. The need to get there fast beats in me, pumping blood and burning in my lungs. Rocks trip me, cutting sharp and hot, leaving me limping, skipping. Ignore it. The words come easy to mind, but I'm stumbling like I haven't used my legs in a long, long time. It's all my fault. The words beat in the same way my feet beat the ground, bright and brown. That's how everything looks. It looks wrong. To one side, a wall towers into the sky, impossibly tall, dull, and gray, leaving me wanting to beat on it with my fists. The screaming is getting louder. I'm close. The wall stops, opening up to a bare semicircle with a railing and what looks like a wide viewing screen, bracketed in lines of glowing neon light. The flashing green seems out of place in this dry world, just like me. The thought leaves my head aching, but I have no time for that. On the platform, a girl is slumped and screaming. She looks younger than me, small and fragile. Sparks jump out, so white they dazzle. It stinks. Something is burning. This something is the girl. Moving forward, I put my hand next to the girl's on the railing. The words leap into my head without my asking. Motherboard. Electronic connection. It's wrong. I don't know how I know any of this. My stomach gives another sickening lurch. I'm shaking all over, but I know what to do. And I do it without stopping to wonder why I know this and so little else. I plant one hand on the board. Connection. Secure. Tiny pinpricks jab my palm. A dozen of them. Connections spark. With a blink, everything is gone. We stand, this girl and I, inside a room dark and blue and soothing in a way the other place is not. We are here, but not here. How do I know this? A machine is on her back. It's a firewall. The word pops up. It has black arms and legs, like it is meant to be a person coming out of an even blacker body, but it has no face, no skin, just power. Reaching out, I ghost a touch over the plate on its chest. Something clicks and code appears. A thousand tiny messages are written in binary. It's clumsy. Why do I know that? Why does this make sense to me when nothing else does? Unease shivers through me, but the girl is still screaming. I pick out what I'm looking for and touch the lines to wipe them. The world snaps and breaks, and then we're gone again. The world is black for a frightening instant, but it comes back. The soothing room of blue and cool has vanished. I'm standing next to the girl. She's no longer screaming, but lies sideways on that semicircle platform. It's all my fault. Is she my fault too? Frowning, I rub at the ache deep in the center of my chest. That's new. I don't know if it's good or not. It leaves me even more worried than I was. Reaching up, I put cold fingers to my cheeks, ever so smooth. They're wet, and I don't know why, but the wetness is leaking from me. My throat now seems too tight, too dry. What happened to me? The same thing as what happened to her? Squatting down next to her, I shake her. She moves, but only when I push her. Who is she? Does she know what happened? Fear claws at me. Go away. Run. But where would I go? I put out a hand and touch her again. I know she is a girl, which means I am one too, but I am... I should remember. I should. Why can't I remember? Touching her arm, I decide she is longer, taller maybe, but her face is dark. Maybe the sun burns her, too. I put my arm against hers. No, her skin is definitely not angry like mine, and not so smooth either. Tiny golden hairs cover her arms. Those hairs match the bright ones on her head. But that hair is pulled up and back, and I don't know why. I lean closer. Do I know her? Is she non-functional? Her face seems angled and sharp. Her eyes are closed, but the lashes look feathery soft. I sit back and tug my hair around so I can see it. Dark. Dark brown and thick. It is much shorter than that of the non-functional girl. And that is because... If I think questions will spark a memory of myself and who I am, it is a faulty premise. Nothing swims up to me. Closing my hands into fists, I stare down at them. The memory of me should be here. Pounding my fists doesn't help. It leaves my legs sore. I just know one thing. It's all my fault. With a frustrated sound, low in my throat, I sit back on my heels and let the rest of me slide back until I fall onto the hard, hot ground. A rock presses into my butt. I'm tired. I want to close my eyes and wake remembering. I want the girl to wake because maybe she can tell me something. I hope she can. Who are you? The words come out of my mouth mumbled. I have to wet my lips and try again. Who am I? Glitch. The word appears in my head like someone else has said it. I glance around us. There's no one here but the non-functional girl and me. I'm not so functional either. Lifting a hand, fingers open and close, I let out a breath. The world around us is empty except for this station, which isn't sparking, and the wall and the sun burning over us. I am a glitch? That feels wrong, and I don't know why, but it sits in my stomach like I've swallowed a rock. No, I must find the glitches. A few fragments lying around in my head, out of order, half broken, fill a few holes. Not very well. But it's something. It's one piece. Find the glitches. I don't know what it means. Glancing around, I want to be back in the cool room. I touch the railing. Nothing happens. I touch the motherboard. Nothing again. It's even more non-functional than the girl. I let out a whoosh of air. If I can get one tiny piece, I can get more. It's not quite a memory, not really, but it's a purpose. Memory. Error. It's all my fault. Find the glitches, I say to the dry, dusty air and to the girl. Maybe the glitches will know why it's my fault, and is it that bad? The girl moves, just a flutter of her pale lashes, a flicker of a finger moving in the dust. My heart seems to skip, but it can't do that, can it? Eagerness floods me along with the chill of fear. Now I have a chance. But does this girl know it's all my fault?